While the new DA may have taken top billing at today's inauguration in Philadelphia, he wasn't the only newcomer sworn in at the Kimmel Center. Rebecca Reinhart became the first woman to serve as city controller. She beat three-term incumbent Alan Butkovitz in the Democratic primary in May, and now Butkovitz is talking about challenging Mayor Kinney for his post. Let's bring WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies in for some insight. Dave, how about if we start with a job description? What does the city controller do, and what might we expect from Reinhart?
Well, it's an office, Dave, that's better known to insiders than the public, but it is envisioned in the city charter as a really important post. The controller is the city's financial watchdog, and the charter made it an elected position, so this chief auditor would have the independence to look critically at city operations. They didn't want the controller serving at the pleasure of the mayor. So the controller can play a really important substantive role in blowing the whistle on waste. And because she's elected citywide, it's a significant political platform. Now, in Reinhart's case, it's interesting because she came from inside the government. She held senior positions within both the Nutter and Kenney administration, so some may question whether she has the independence. She says she does. She says she'll be tough. She'll save millions. She'll take on the parking authority. And on a political note, I think it's fair to say she is new to elected politics and she has a lot to learn, but this was a big win for her, and a lot of people think she's got a really bright future.
Now, the man she replaced, Alan Butkovitz, is talking about running against Mayor Kenney when he runs for office next year. Was Butkovitz standing in the wings at the Kimmel today?
He was not, Dave. I caught him at home on his first day out of office, and he said he has not made a decision about running for mayor, but he didn't mind listing a lot of things that he felt a candidate could challenge Jim Kenney on.
2 years have been counted down on the four-year term, and there's still no action on the rebuilding of the playgrounds. The whole experiment on pre-kindergarten is limited to 2,000 people. There's still no program for jobs. Half the people in the city are very, very concerned about increases in crime and inadequate police protection.
So you can hear him building a platform there. Now, the Kenney administration has answers for that critique, and if they go at it, we'll hear that debate next year. But it is clear to me that Butkovitz is seriously thinking about this.
Looking back across recent history, has the city controller's office been a launching pad for higher office, and especially the mayor's office?
You know, you'd think that it would be, but it mostly hasn't been. You know, old political hands have told me for years that people who hold that office suffer from a syndrome they called controller's disease, that because the controller spends all this time issuing reports and holding news conferences about waste and mismanagement, they think the public sees them as their champion, when in truth the public isn't paying as much attention as they think. And it's interesting, Dave. I went back and checked. We've had 7 elected city controllers since 1950, and 4 of them, Alex Hemphill, Tom Gola, Bill Klink, and Tom Leonard, all ran for mayor, and they all lost. To find one who was successful, you got to go all the way back to 1951. The legendary reformer Joe Clark became mayor after serving as controller. So history isn't exactly on Butkovitz's side. One other note, you have to go all the way back to 1987, 30 years ago, to find a mayor of Philadelphia who even faced a credible challenge for re-election from within his party. That was Wilson Good when Ed Rendell ran against him and lost decisively. So incumbency counts for a lot. On the other hand, these are different political times, Dave. Who knows?
Now, some 2 years into his term, has Mayor Kenney's support started to erode?
Not particular that we can tell. I don't know of polls that say much. He won with a coalition that had 3 legs: progressive Democratic groups, labor unions, particularly the building trades, who pumped a lot of money in through a super PAC, and the Northwest Coalition, a group of African-American leaders who stood with him. As far as I can tell, those groups are all still pretty much with him. I ran into Marian Tasco today at the Kimmel Center. She's the former councilman who leads the Northwest Coalition. She's happy with the mayor, expects to support him for reelection. What could go wrong? Well, the key union leader for him is John Dougherty, the electricians' union leader. There is a federal investigation into his activities. We have no idea what that will bring, but you could imagine a circumstance in which he is unable to be as helpful next time. And then there are the opponents of the soda tax, who are hopping mad at Kenney, very determined, and could tap a national funding base to run against him. So there's that out there, too.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.